Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, your station, your community. You can get Vectis Radio on your smart speaker too. Hey Echo.
We've got a special guest this lunchtime, never been in before, looks absolutely terrified, I'm sure, in about 20 minutes' time. She'd have either killed over, or she'd go to me, oh, that was easy, wasn't it? We've got to say good afternoon to Laura. Laura, is it Cansdale?
That's right,
yeah. I so want to call you Grimsdale. Like Mr. Grimsdale, Norman Wisdom. I won't, all right? I saw the look. Just tell us, what you're from the council, but what do you do?
I am. I'm from the council, and I'm currently working on the Shaping Newport project, which is a partnership project between the Isle of Wight Council, the Newport Business Association, and Newport and Carisbrook Community Council.
And you're in to talk about, there's lots of things that we want to talk about. We won't talk about parking or anything like that, okay? But we want to talk about what's coming up in the next, how many weeks? You must know how many weeks it is to the big day.
I think it's about 5.5, I think.
So we're going to talk about anything and everything to do with the Platinum Jubilee celebrations in Newport. And what happened when you first found out about this? They call you in the office and say, right, this is what we want you to do.
No, not quite. I mean, we had a series of meetings in amongst the kind of Shaping Newport partnership, where we sort of discussed the fact that it was coming up. And I think post COVID, it was sort of we saw it as a really good opportunity to try and kind of get back out there, I guess, and try and do something for the community. I think there was a successful event that was hosted expertly by Newport and Carisbrook Community Council at Christmas, which you may all remember.
No one came in and told us about it. But Is there one this year?
I think so, but I better not. Don't know exactly.
Fingers crossed there is. But
yeah, fingers crossed. And I think there was an appetite for something else to go along with the Jubilee, to kind of celebrate. And it would be a missed opportunity, wouldn't it? Like, when are we ever going to be able to celebrate 70 years of a monarch again?
Never.
In this country, at least for another 70 years anyway, hopefully 71 years at least.
Well, yeah, I mean, just imagine, I mean, you know, you look at Prince Charles, and what is he, 70 75? That's not going to happen in his lifetime. So that's not going to happen in our lifetime. I don't know how old you're obviously much younger than I am, but you know, it's a huge achievement, and it's a wonderful way of people from Newport and the Isle of Wight to come together and have a wonderful event, and it's all on your shoulders. Do you feel the pressure?
No pressure. I mean, it's not quite all on my shoulders anyway. We're working in partnership, as I say, like between the Newport Business Association, Newport and Carisbrook Community Council, who are doing a lot of work on this, and also Market Days as well, who are dedicating a lot of time and energy to making sure that we've got some really exciting entertainment and a large market coming along, and they're being really helpful as well with that. So,
okay, just because I know that most people will be set in their ways with bank holidays. Just to remind everybody, there's a bank holiday this weekend. Normally there's a bank holiday at the end of May, but there isn't this year because obviously the Queen is celebrating. And I think the events are on the 2nd, 3rd, 4th and 5th. So on the Thursday, the Friday, the Saturday and the Sunday. Thursday and Friday are bank holidays, and there isn't a bank holiday Monday at the end of May or at the beginning of June. So it's on a Thursday and a Friday. What have you got to kick the whole thing off on the Thursday?
So on the Thursday, we are kind of mirroring what's happening nationally and across the Commonwealth, I believe, as well, where they've got their lighting beacons. So I do believe there are some beacons being lit at potentially Culver, Carisbrook, Tennyson Down. I think there's another, but I can't tell you where that one is.
Okay, it's a secret.
So that's the beginning. Yeah, it's a secret. So that's how it all begins. You'll have to watch this space for details on.
Okay.
On that.
How much of everything that you've planned is in place, and how much percentage-wise is there still yet to be booked up and planned?
I think we're a good way there. We've got in Newport. our kind of key events, if you like. There'll be the farmers market on the Friday, and then on Saturday we're concentrating in Newport Town Centre with we've got a stage in St James's Square that's being curated by Platform One very kindly. So there'll be lots of local acts playing throughout the day in St James's Square. There'll be a large market, as I say, and lots of entertainment going on and spilling out from St Thomas's Square. We're also pedestrianising a section of the High Street for the day. And hopefully that'll be create a kind of great entertainment space for everybody, so we can come and enjoy the extra space. And then we're having a grand parade in Newport through the town centre as well, which is kicking off at 3 p.m. So we've got kind of everything is in place for a fabulous family day out.
Good.
But we are still taking bookings if anyone else wants to be involved. So if you're listening to this thinking, oh yeah, how do I get involved? Then please get in touch.
Okay, so it's businesses and also any, if you just want to be involved with maybe entertainment, who are you after to get involved?
Anyone and everyone. So we're looking at businesses, community groups, families, individuals, general, anyone that wants to come along and dress up or wave a flag or volunteer and help, you know. Like we're looking for as many people as want to be involved. It's a real community event, so.
Okay, and Newport, just to warn everybody, you know, those grumpy drivers, oh, I can't get through Newport in the car. Yeah, it's being closed off. It's being closed off for a good reason. And do you know which roads, the High Street itself is going to be closed off?
Yeah, effectively. So during the day, on the Saturday, so we don't have to worry all weekend, just on the Saturday, we've got St James's Square between Pyle Street and the High Street. That will be closed all day for the stage, so to give people space to enjoy that. And then we've got a closure from St James's Street down to kind of Coppins Bridge, which will work similarly to the way that it did before when they were doing the works on the traffic lights at the bottom.
Okay.
But that space will be brought to life with kind of entertainment and games and things like that. So it'll just be for the day, and then there's a rolling street closure for the parade, which probably shouldn't take too much
family time. Entertainment then. And did you mention face painting?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
You can't have anything like this without face painting, can you?
No, you can't. So, yeah, there'll be a face painter there. There'll be lots of other kind of... There'll be lots of engagement going on.
Brilliant. You mentioned music, because we had a little discussion outside, but you mentioned Platform One are involved.
That's right.
Just tell us how they're involved.
Yeah, so they are organising the stage in St James's Square, and they are curating all the acts for the day. So we're hoping that lots of local bands from Platform One and the like will be performing throughout the day.
What an honour for them, because when you think about this, I'm just... When you were, you know, talking about... You know, flags and colour and so on. My mind went back to 1977, when I know that there was lots going on in Newport and people were waving flags because it was the Silver Jubilee then. And then 20 years ago, we had the Golden. Was it just over 20? No, it is about 20 years ago. Or was it?
I don't know. It must be.
But there's all this, and then it was the wedding in 1981, and we had street parties, and it was just fun. How difficult has this been to organise, because we're just coming off the back of COVID?
Yeah, I mean, this is one of the challenges, isn't it? I mean, we've had lots of kind of community groups who are interested and keen, but, you know, are kind of potentially dwindling in numbers following COVID and things like this. So it has been a bit of a challenge. And of course, all of the time that we're kind of making these arrangements, we're relying on restrictions not changing as well, and the sort of mitigations that you need to put in place for anything like that. But I think it's just such an important thing to do, and I think it would be such a shame to miss this opportunity and to not celebrate. As you say, you know, you think back to all these years that have passed where we've had these sorts of events, and could you imagine 2022 passing and not having that memory to come back to in the future?
This is. I think, as a town, as an island, as a country, this is probably the time. This is the time to come out behind the shadows, if you like. There are a lot of people that they're out there. They're doing what they've wanted to do for a long time. But there's a lot of people that have been sitting and watching and keeping themselves safe. And maybe this is the time we take that big step together, because it's a magical moment to do it. It's not like you're celebrating something. You're celebrating a monarch that's been in for 70 years. 70 years. That's incredible. And what she's achieved has been incredible. So I just think now is the time. And I think it's wonderful that we've got some things that are being organised so we can all celebrate together. And, we can keep our distance in Newport. We don't have to be hugging and kissing and stuff. We can be, socially distanced as well if you want to be. So maybe now is the time to get behind your town, your island, your monarch, let's have some positivity for a change. What's your biggest moan and groan of 'cause I look, people moan and groan about anything and everything, and I think sometimes we don't realise how lucky we are to have the town that we've got.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think there are so many things to celebrate about Newport, and I think, the way that we came together at Christmas for that event, and I think, the fact that there is support, there is hope, there is, we are growing again following COVID. And we've seen in recent kind of weeks a number of new businesses pop up in Newport. We've got such a large contingent in Newport of independent businesses that we need to celebrate. And I think that this sort of opportunity to come out, we're going to decorate the town, it'll be bright, bold, beautiful, hopefully. There's some plans I know in amongst the Newport Business Association for planting outside the front of all of the participating businesses there. And I think it's a really good opportunity for us to kind of refresh and come out and, see the good things that are going on in Newport and support those small businesses that we're lucky to have so many of. And yeah, I think it's great.
And have a knock-on effect. So when can we start seeing some colour then? I mean, you were talking about flowers and stuff. I mean, you don't want to peak too early, do you?
So no.
When's all the old work start?
That's it. I mean, I think the planting itself has probably already started. We've just launched a gardening competition as well for the community, which we'd love as many people to get involved with as possible. And again, taking into consideration this potential kind of nervousness around COVID, we're just asking people to submit photos. So if there's people who would like to get gardening in the back garden but don't want judges traipsing through the house to come and see it, then that's open as well to anyone and everyone. Okay. And we hope to see lots of window boxes and hanging baskets and anything that people can do out the front as well to kind of brighten up the town.
How do we get involved on that?
So details of that are all on the Shape of Newport Facebook page. So you can head over there and give us a follow. All of the details for the Jubilee celebrations in Newport will be published on there as well. And basically it's just a case of get planting, and then when you're happy with it, send us a picture over to our email address that's noted on there. It's the regeneration one.
Okay. And is there a deadline?
We've put the deadline in at 22nd of July, to allow for everybody to kind of plant and get it blooming, and hopefully it will look nice.
Hang on, 22nd of July, that's like after it.
It is, yeah. Yeah, because it's, of course, the summer, isn't it? So we want people to have time to plant and for it to bloom and look nice. And, of course, the Jubilee is not just for one day, it's all year.
That's clever, because, it'll come up and it'll go, and then obviously you're going to keep it going. So people keep the brightness about and their flowers and so on for a month or two afterwards. Yeah. That's clever marketing. I'm going to see what you got the job. So what's been the biggest hurdle to get over?
I think, as with any of these sorts of events where we're trying to, it's for the community, from the community, by the community. And of course, with anything like this, you're relying a lot on people's goodwill and willingness to be involved. So there's lots of different groups and companies to kind of bring together. And I think my stakeholder list at the moment is looking at somewhere in the region of 146
Wow.
different groups and individuals and people that we're trying to kind of coordinate. So that's probably the biggest challenge, but it's going to be so worth it at the end. And
yeah, definitely. There's lots of questions I want to ask you, but I don't want to get bogged down with all the stuff that doesn't really matter. But if you want to be involved, there's details on a Facebook page somewhere. You know, make a phone call, send an email. I'm guessing that's how they get involved. Do you need people to be marshals or anything like that?
We do,
you need volunteers?
Yes. Yes, please.
I wasn't volunteering, by the way.
You all heard that. yeah, we do. We're looking for as many volunteers as we can. We do need marshals. All of the normal sort of safety protocol will be in place, of course, to make sure that the event runs smoothly. But yeah, it's all there on the Shaping Newport social media pages. That's Instagram and Facebook, so you can find us on either of those. I think it's probably the easiest way, and then drop us a message.
Okay. I mean, it's, honestly, you've got a lot to sort out. You haven't mentioned the weather, but you've booked it.
We've booked the weather, yeah.
Yeah. What happens if it does tip it down with rain? I've got to ask the question, because I know, and I'm hoping what will happen is that people will have a stiff upper lip and just get on with it and just carry on.
Yeah. I mean, that would be good, wouldn't it? I guess it depends on how bad it is and... You know, like all these things, we have to make sure, first and foremost, that whatever we do is safe, and then everything after that will follow. So, you know, we're hoping to kind of decorate the town. And again, that's the sort of thing that relies on relatively low winds and all this kind of stuff. Yeah. So we hope that, touch wood, that it will be good.
Weather. Yeah, I'm sure it will. Let's hope that it's always, I'll be honest, it's my birthday weekend. And it's always nice. I'm touching wood myself now. But no, honestly, I'd say fingers crossed. But I'm trying to think of a bigger event. Has there been a bigger event in Newport? Has there been a bigger event in the country to celebrate? If you're a royal, you get it. And if you're not, you should get it. Because 70 years is something to celebrate, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And
yeah.
And honestly, I think when you look at Newport and you think how it's going to look on the day, I'm pretty sure it's going to be a memorable day. But let's not forget what the day is all about. The day is a big celebration of, you know, our Queen. 70, I mean, honestly, you have to pinch me to think, I never ever thought that we would have somebody on the throne for that length of time. This is never, ever going to happen again, and the only way you can really be a part of it is to be a part of it. And it's not just for the day. Maybe make that phone call, maybe get involved, maybe you've got a business, maybe you can supply, you know, some volunteers, maybe you can help out. What are you short of?
We, as I say, you know, volunteers, marshals, things like that. But also, you know, we just want as many people to come and be involved. And if it's a business that wants to come and like put a float into the parade, or come and walk in the parade, if you've got an anniversary going, let's celebrate it. You know, there are several businesses in Newport that have actually been running since the 1950s, even some of them in the same premises as they are now, which is remarkable. So anyone like that, we'd love to hear from and see how we can get people involved. We are looking, there's another project alongside this as well, which is looking back at what the businesses in Newport were in the 1950s, and we're hoping that lots of those will choose to kind of incorporate that in their window displays for the weekend. And potentially there might be some promotional offers going on, potentially some themed menus in some of the eateries and things like that.
I'm just thinking about the photos now and thinking 1952. You're saying put them in the window, that'd be great, but is there going to be some kind of, this must be an idea, just to sort of have something where you've got pictures of how Newport looked in 1952. You know, that would be brilliant to see.
That's exactly what we're trying to conjure. There is also, interestingly and slightly separately, at the moment in the Guildhall, there is an exhibition on that is sort of centred on then and now in Newport. And it's not all 1950s, it's lots of historic photos. But I went and had a look around that last week, and it was really interesting. You know, the photos of the business frontages in historic Newport, if you like. And that's on at the moment. It's open Tuesdays and Thursdays, I think, from 10 to 1. Well worth a look. And we hope that we might be able to use some of some of their images that they've got, the Heritage Service.
That would be fabulous to take a trip down memory lane. I'm just thinking now, because I'm a lot older than you, I'm walking around Newport X amount of years ago, and you said about the oldest shops in family businesses and so on. I'm trying to think of what would be the oldest business that we've got in Newport at the moment.
Well, yeah, that's it. I mean, Fields? Some of them, like, don't think so. I mean, it's the likes of Pittis, actually, and Eldridge's, I think, solicitors.
Okay.
There's a few, like, dotted around, like in this piece of work that I've been doing on the heritage, and I think Fields may well have been a similar sort of business but with a different name, but yeah, there was lots and lots of corn merchants, kind of lots of bootmakers.
I do remember the bootmakers,
greengrocers. But yeah, this is a piece of work that I'm doing at the moment, so it's not complete yet, but if there's businesses out there thinking, "Oh, what were we like?" Get in touch, because
perhaps
probably
we should
know.
Have a competition.
Yeah,
the oldest business in town. I'm just trying to think now who that might be. There are a few people that I think they're old, but I'm not sure that they're old.
Yeah.
So
there's Boots, of course. Boots has been there forever and ever.
Oh yeah, but they're national. They don't
care.
And pubs. I mean, I would imagine
the castle.
The castle. Mm. Well, you don't get any older than that, do you?
No, that's very old, isn't it?
I think that's the oldest pub on the island, I believe.
Yeah, it may well be. I don't know.
But how brilliant is that? I mean, you come out of the pub, you look up and you can see the castle.
Mm.
And I'm guessing that's the reason why it's called that. I don't know.
It'd be interesting
There's
to know,
so much history. Mm. There's so much. Will you come back at some point, you know, afterwards when you're not that busy? Because I would imagine you're like, do you wake up in the middle of the night going, oh, I haven't done that yet?
That has happened, yeah.
Okay. Because obviously, once you've got this out of the way, obviously we want to concentrate on Newport and shouting about Newport, and you coming in and telling us what's going on and, how we can support and get behind the town.
Yeah, I'd be very happy to, yeah.
Because let's be honest, we've got to do something. The last couple of years have been difficult. We've seen a lot of businesses go to the wall, but we've got a lot of businesses now that have sprouted up, and, you know, let's give them a fair crack.
Yeah. So, definitely. There are so many new businesses, and it's great to see them kind of popping up. And it tends to be on those kind of slightly peripheral streets as well, you know, not on the high street necessarily, but, you know, they're there and they're coming up, and it's great news.
Okay. How was it for you, this experience? Because you were, like, nervous as when you first came in. I could see. Out there we were talking, shoulders were down. In here, like, oh, tense right up and...
You're I right. don't know, ask me later.
Is there anything else you want to say before you go?
I don't know. I just hope that everybody will come and support it and enjoy it. And if you can't be involved, come along and enjoy, you know, on the day.
Bring the oldest members of your family.
Absolutely, yeah, definitely.
Make sure your gran and your granddad and your great-gran and your great-grand... Make sure they don't get left behind, because this is for them.
Absolutely.
And how lovely would that be for them to walk around with grandchildren around the town and looking at pictures in windows of how Newport used to be and them telling the stories. Mm. What a lovely day that's going to be.
Wouldn't it? Yeah.
Hey, look, it's lovely to meet you, and hopefully you're going to come back again. And what do you mean? What's that look for? And did you want to say anything about Matt, because he was supposed to have been here?
Oh, yeah, thanks, Matt.
Yeah, thanks, Matt. Good luck with anything. And if there's anything we can help support-wise, you know where we are now.
Yes. Thank you.